There'll be no Return of the Jedi contract. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. If you land a contract with the Department of Defense, that's usually big money. Unless, of course, the government changes its mind. That's what happened to Microsoft this week when the Pentagon canceled its JEDI cloud computing contract. JEDI stands for Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, and the government controversially awarded that $10 billion contract to Microsoft in late 2019. Amazon immediately sued, saying then-President Trump exerted undue influence over the decision, which led to a long legal battle. To sift through all of this, we turn to regular Marketplace Tech host Molly Wood.
The Pentagon had been soliciting this big contract to hire a company to modernize its infrastructure, to essentially provide more real-time information to warfighters out in the field, and essentially take the entire operation from a series of, you know, lots of different computers connected to various networks, sort of described as decaying, to a modern infrastructure. It was a $10 billion, 10-year-long contract that has mostly created years of fighting and lobbying and drama between various tech companies, including Amazon, Microsoft, which ultimately won the contract, Oracle, IBM, and a bunch of other smaller cloud providers.
So then this week, the Department of Defense said that this contract, quote, no longer meets its needs. What does that mean?
That part is interesting. I mean, I would imagine that one thing that's happening here is that this contract is still mired in litigation. Amazon sued over the outcome. Amazon has alleged that President Trump improperly interfered because of his animosity toward Jeff Bezos in the contract, and that resulted in it being awarded to Microsoft. The Pentagon did a review and said, no, this is ultimately proper, but Amazon has sued and that lawsuit is ongoing. So it's very possible that part of what happened here is that the Pentagon said, and maybe the Biden administration, we're not sure, said, this is never going to get done at this rate, and we do actually need to modernize. But one other thing that might be going on here is that the Pentagon's and the Department of Defense's note about this canceling of this contract says, you know, the technology has also evolved. And there have been concerns for a while among lawmakers and cybersecurity experts that having just one company provide all of the cloud infrastructure for the Department of Defense might not be the best way forward. And so the Pentagon has signaled that they might be looking at a solution in the future that involves multiple companies and actually a different cloud technology that maybe wasn't very mature when they first started this contract process years ago.
Right. And this gets into sort of how government contracting works. It's a notoriously long process and tech moves notoriously quickly.
Exactly. And there have, in fact, been all kinds of developments in cloud technology. So it's very likely that Microsoft's technology progressed even in the time of the contract, since it was launched to the time that it was awarded this deal. And then now cloud technology itself has evolved. And so, yes, that puts the Pentagon in a spot to maybe start over with a new 5-year contract that could put them in exactly the same position 5 years from now.
So what happens next? Is it the end of the JEDI program?
Well, it is the end of the JEDI program as we have known it so far. And the Department of Defense is renaming this process, and they're going to sort of start over with a new 5-year contract, which they say will be a multi-cloud and multi-vendor contract. And in the meantime, you know, as we mentioned, the Department of Defense still has to wait for more modern technology.
As the government figures all this out, what is at stake in terms of national security?
The truth is we don't know, but we do know that the tech is old and they might need newer tech. That said, because the specification for the original JEDI cloud contract was so specific that, you know, only one or two companies could meet it at the time, only Amazon was capable of meeting. And even now, only Microsoft and Amazon are capable of meeting it. It does make you wonder if they were also sold on this off-the-shelf product that didn't turn out to be the thing that the Pentagon needed after all.
Marketplace tech host Molly Wood. And now for some related links. You can read the Department of Defense's whole write-up laying out their public rationale for this decision. We'll have a link at marketplacetech.org. In it, DoD specifically mentions Microsoft and Amazon are likely the only companies who can do the job. But Defense One reports the department is also reaching out to companies that previously bid, like Google, Oracle, and IBM. Molly Wood's coverage of this in previous episodes of Marketplace Tech will be online as well. And Molly mentioned this is an example of the government asking tech firms for solutions that may not exist unless they are specifically designed. Waldo Jaquith, a technologist now at Georgetown State Software Collaborative, but who previously worked for the Obama administration, has an interesting Twitter thread about how state governments solicit tech contracts. It's not particularly efficient. And since the new contract won't use the acronym JEDI, we want to hear your nerdy nominations for acronyms for the new program. Maybe there's something clever with a Star Trek reference, like Borg, or sticking with Star Wars, Yoda. We've already thought of Cloud Intelligence Ready Coordination, or CIRC. Wait for it, Kirk. Let us know your ideas. Call or text 802-877-TECH. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.